One more political highlight. Today, a costume store in Manhattan unveiled its new Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani masks. NPR's Robert Smith went and checked out the Halloween primary.
Okay, I'm headed down the street to the Abracadabra Costume Superstore, where they're about to unveil these costumes. And everyone wants to know, will this be the old Rudy Giuliani with the comb-over and the liberal social views, or will it be the new Rudy with the short hair and the NRA button? And as for Hillary Clinton, I mean, nobody knows. There's so many different hairstyles, so many different health care plans. Let's go inside and see. Okay, that's the horror section, not the political section. Let's go over here.
With Hillary. Giuliani can take a rest.
Okay, my name is Robert Pinzon. I'm the owner of Abracadabra.
Now, I got to say, the Rudy Giuliani mask, it looks like it's a little outdated. He doesn't have that big comb-over anymore.
Well, these are the only ones that are available right now. Apparently, there's a problem with the company that makes the mask, and they're a little tough to get.
Understood. So. Now, does every candidate get a costume? I'm looking around. I don't see a single Joe Biden mask anywhere here.
No, the masks that are available are really the ones that are in the mainstream.
So can you predict who's going to win by who gets a costume made? This doesn't bode well for Barack Obama.
Well, I tried to get him, too, and I had a hard time, and I can't get him.
This guy right here, I'm showing you a photo of Fred Thompson. He's like 6'6". Do you have anything in the store that looks like that guy?
It's a little scary looking, but I can have one of my salespeople look into the horror section.
Well, let's go to the other side. This guy's a Democrat. This guy's Dennis Kucinich.
You know, the ears. We got the ears. We got those oversized ears. That will do it.
Check out this guy. Here's a picture of Mitt Romney.
Yeah, a little more like a little gangster kind of look.
With the comb-back hair and the big suit?
Yeah, that's it, and a hat.
Pinzon had to rush away before I could ask him about John McCain, but then one of the people at the store told me they actually do have a John McCain mask. They just don't put it out because it's not selling very well. Robert Smith, NPR News in Manhattan.